Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies.
This is AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show.
We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show.
Good evening, guys. How are you guys doing tonight? We are here doing another after show for Arrow Season 1, Episode 21, The Undertaking. If you're wondering why we are putting on some jump, crisscross, well, Chris Kelly passed away.
And it's a really, really sad day today. For all of us who grew up with crisscross and,
yeah,
the Mac Daddies. I remember that from being younger in school. So it was really sad to hear of his passing. Because it was apparently really sudden. Yes. And he was so young, only 34.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know all three of us were
in the car,
carpooling.
Like, oh.
That was a tragic moment. Yeah. So rest in peace.
Yeah, quick shout out to him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I guess we're moving on to Arrow.
Yeah, yes.
We start off the episode with Arrow going straight. I love calling him Arrow or Steven, but Arrow going straight to Harold Backman.
Okay, first of all, let's just talk about the fact that he had a bulletproof. Somebody had a bulletproof.
What?
Briefcase. How handy. Let me just save my life with this briefcase real quick because you never know.
Well, maybe the bullets were just not very strong.
Well, the bullets still went through. It had holes. So
yeah, but he was holding it like right in front of his head. I was like, how convenient.
It was just catching him.
I don't know.
And then the money came out, so I guess it wasn't that.
I don't know how he didn't get shot. Really, you know? Protective.
Yeah,
and all he did was hit somebody upside the head with it and like bust it open.
And, yeah. But awesome. The bullets didn't penetrate it.
Right?
So he goes to Harold Backman and says, "You have failed this city for money distortion and drugs."
I'm sorry. That's one of the hardest scenes to watch for me to watch. Because I just can't help but to laugh.
I didn't really like it as an opener myself. What did
you
guys
see
think?
Him like spit in his face?
Yeah. In the silhouette, not even.
I know.
No, that was a little.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, okay, I'm not gonna make. I'm not gonna make fun.
That's okay. No, I totally agree that it was a very uncomfortable opener.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, and the thing is he went there just to threaten him to let him know, hey, you're on my watch clock or whatever you want to call it, but doesn't do anything to him.
And yeah, that's like, what
I'll let so and so deal with you, whoever your people are. What?
Yeah, he just takes the laptop so he can find out who he's working for. So that's what he takes. Yeah, so, but he's not going to kill him. He's going to let the other people do it. So.
That's okay. I don't mind that.
There wasn't really a point, in my opinion, for this particular scene other than the fact that he goes back to the Arrow lair and talks to Felicity about Diggle and how he's not there anymore.
Well, and I mean, we haven't seen him too much do that though in the past few episodes where he goes up to somebody, "You have failed this city." We
really
didn't see that, right? True. So maybe we just needed it back. You know,
going back to the list.
Because it's been kind of missing from the last few episodes.
Well, it seems like it's going to be missing for the next two episodes, too.
Yeah.
So yeah. There's a lot to focus on now that a lot of the cat's out of the bag and a lot of things are
finally.
Yeah, I like that Felicity's, though, trying to talk some sense into him and trying to get him to go and apologize to Diggle, because that's one thing that he didn't do.
Yeah.
He absolutely will not admit that he's wrong, but he won't apologize either.
I swear, men.
Right.
Can never do it.
Yeah.
That's how they would fight. If Felicity wasn't there, you're right. They wouldn't have made up. I don't think so. There would have been no voice of reason to get them to get back together.
Just stubborn.
Well, don't you think, though, that Oliver, he came around on his own. So I know that even if Felicity didn't exist, he would realize at some point that he would need
But he it. Had to have that tragic thing happen. When
right.
You know, because as we get into more of the story and we find out where Walter really is and what's going on, and when he finds out, which I personally have been waiting for, and I know we had talked about it before, I was waiting for when he was going to find out that his mother was a liar.
Right.
And it took that, I think, for him to come around and go and talk to Diggle, because he just won't do it on his own.
Well, also, too, though, he had to admit that he was wrong, because Diggle called it a long time ago, and Oliver refused to see it that way, so at least he was man enough to be like, okay, I'm about to let you know that
He had to admit he was wrong on all accounts for the Laurel thing and for this, and you know, and it does take a big person to be able to do that. He could have still been stubborn and pouting, and he didn't,
right?
So because he realized, you know, the bigger picture, and he does need him to help him.
Well, Diggle is a pretty good man, and he is cut.
I know, he's getting so big.
He's bigger than the hood now.
Sure.
So open the refrigerator. I was like, hello.
Well, the relationship's always been kind of one-sided. Where Steven,
it's all his. It's his way or no way. He doesn't you know. He gives a little, but very little.
So I totally understand when Diggle decided I need to take a step away until he realizes that he needs me, and that's what he was waiting for.
Mm-hmm. You know what though? I'm waiting for Diggle to get a cool costume and some eyeshadow.
I know.
Seriously,
where does that eyeshadow come from?
I have no idea.
I want to know.
Hold on, I'll be back with my hood.
I know. Does that's he just amazing. Seriously like do this?
Yes.
And it, like, you know, kind
and
of like
I'm
the
in disguise.
Warping.
Oh, no one will finally, ever know who I am.
I finally saw the little button he pushes to do the voice.
Oh yeah.
Actually, I didn't notice that, but I did notice the voice, and I just thought Kelly saying, "What?"
Yeah, I remember when Kelly said that, and I was like, "That's where it is."
That's funny.
Yeah, I want to know how he puts the eyeshadow on. I want I want a scene where we watch him change.
Smoky eye.
Yeah, because it's just like boom, and it's done.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
But let's talk about the most pivotal moment of this episode was the search for Walter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we've all been waiting for this moment since the mid-season started. And now that Walter is back, there's also a lot of issues where Steven realizes that his mother is a traitor.
Mm-hmm. Jerk.
Yeah.
Finally. It was getting really frustrating, and I'm waiting to see when he confronts her, if he does, anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like that moment.
I hope they don't wait till the next season for him to actually
that
confront
would be terrible.
Her. You know?
No, I think it's going to be pretty soon. I mean, maybe that'll come into the news and gossip section.
Yeah. Oh.
But
oh.
There's a poster that's pretty cool. Well, you see there's going to be tension between mother and son.
Good.
Yeah,
I don't want to wait. I want to see it sooner rather than later.
Did you guys actually think Walter was going to be dead?
No.
I didn't either. But what frustrated me as I'm watching it is Moira's reaction, because she's like, oh my God, he's dead. Wait, I got to go. I need some air. Blah, blah, blah. And obviously you knew the first thing she was going to do was confront Malcolm.
Right.
But the thing is like, why are you so upset? You're the one who put him there in the first place.
Because she's a mess. Because she knows that deep down she can't really trust Malcolm. Obviously, that's why she wants to kill him. So hearing that from another person that Walter's dead, she believed that because she doesn't trust Malcolm.
Well, no, of course. But at the same time, what I'm saying is you're the one that put Walter in the position and arranged the deal have him kidnapped.
She was assured that he wouldn't die.
Right, but did she really arrange it? Because didn't he just do it and told her that you better handle him before I do, and she wasn't able to, so they just did it? She really didn't have a choice. She just had to go along with it in order to ensure that he wasn't killed.
I don't know.
Is that kind of how...
I don't know why I was under the impression... I was under the impression that she helped arrange it. Like, she felt he was getting in the way, too.
Well, I felt like she didn't necessarily help arrange it, but she felt like she was left no choice.
See, that's the way I took it, too. I don't know. You guys tell us if I'm not remembering this correctly, but I thought, like, back then, like, she kept telling Malcolm, I'll handle it, and then she couldn't handle it, and he's like, sorry, I'm taking this over for you. Now you have to just do what I say.
It could very well be what they the impression I'm getting that what they did with Robert, where she, I think she was aware that something was going to happen, but she didn't know what. And Malcolm took it into his own hands, too, to take care of Robert. I think maybe there's a parallel there in the way that things are being handled.
I think there is a parallel there, but I do think that Moira was more guilty of what's happening with Walter.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. From the flashbacks that we started to see, I didn't really get the impression that she actually knew that something was going to happen on that boat, especially because she let Oliver go.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't, because at first when she was giving her... First of all, I think Moira's a good actress anyhow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, her character's a good actress, not just the woman. But, and as Robert's about to get on the boat, do you really have to? I've always hated that thing. And as I'm watching it initially, I'm thinking, oh, here we go, Miss Actress.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Oliver shows up, she kind of resists a little bit, like, it's really not a good idea, you should go. You know, and here's Dad's going, just let the kid go, just let him go. Well, she put up a little bit of an argument, and finally she was just like, okay. But if you remember in some of the past episodes, she, I don't think, was under the impression that they were going to get killed. She was under the impression that they were going to be
stranded
or something, but not to the point where it was going to lead to death. So that's why maybe she was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just have to let Oliver go because I'm in a position. What can I say?
Right.
No, you can't go because I'm planning on having your dad.
She did try really hard, though.
There's a bomb on the
boat. She could have said something like, I really need you, Oliver, to stay here and take care of your sister or something. But she didn't try that hard.
No. Or let's just talk about, since we're in this scene already, the fact that he... Oh, it was... Jerk. Here's sister circling around while Laurel shows up all so doe-eyed with her little
picture.
Wait,
who's the jerk? Oliver or sister?
Oliver.
Both of them.
Both of them. But just the way he played it, like, circle again because your sister just showed up.
Yeah,
ew. So bad.
And then she's like, oh, so you can remember me and here's my picture. Well, honey, actually, to remember you, he's going to be looking at your sister.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, how horrible. What a turnoff if a man was to be scared about, hey, do you want to move in together? Well, no, but let me do your sister first and I'll think about
it. Right. But how horrible must that have been when she found out that they were both killed and missing in this boat. Mm-hmm. And then that's the last thing she remembers is giving him this picture of herself saying, basically, I love you, bye. And he's all into it.
Right.
And then she finds out on the news.
Yeah.
That has to be horrible.
Well, and she had talked about in the past, too, as far as, how do you, emotionally, how do you deal with that? Like, I hate you so much because you broke my heart and you betrayed me, but then at the same time, you're dead. And
I know.
I'm supposed to be sad. I don't know how to feel because I feel guilty for being angry at you because you're dead.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but then she's also blaming Oliver for Sarah's death.
Right.
True.
So there's a lot of emotions going on.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of crazy emotions going flying back and forth between those two. But the crazy thing is that he absolutely is still in love with her.
Yeah.
And, you know, from the flashbacks on the island that we see before and all of that, he can't really let it go. And it's, you know, one of those things that it's a self-sabotage. Like, he did it on purpose just to end
completely.
It because he was scared.
Right. But did you really have to do it to her sister?
I know.
Do you know how many other women there are? Go to a club, something. Screw it up over there, but not... in my own family.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
That's very tacky.
Tacky.
It's like the whole thing is bad, but that just makes it 10 times worse.
And it also makes it harder to love the relationship that they're trying to build between him and Laurel, how do you forgive a guy who slept with your sister?
I know. It's like, I'm sorry you were stranded on an island. It's kind of what you get.
Yeah.
At the same time, too, though, in the back of my mind, I would be thinking, if things worked out in the present moment, if my sister was alive, would you still cheat on me?
Right.
So much conflict.
If you can't move on from the past and you still feel animosity, of course they can't build a relationship now.
Right.
So, but I think even though he's basically declared that he still loves her in this episode, I still don't think that they're going to form a relationship just yet. She's still in shock.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
And there's still Tommy.
But did you believe her when she did go, you know, she visited Tommy and here they are giving advice to each other, her and Oliver, you know, just truth, this, that, blah, blah, blah. Well, he lays out the truth. And I was a little bit surprised, but glad that he was so blunt. I thought he was going to lie again and try to push her away for her own good. Yeah. And he was just like, no, Oliver's still in love with you.
I know.
And then she did the same thing as far as going and confronting Oliver. She didn't candy coat anything. Tommy just said that you're in love with me.
Why is she so stupid? It's so obvious.
Well, because he slept with her sister. So obviously, you know, it's not that obvious.
I think it's pretty obvious. Like, they kissed once in the beginning of the season when they're in the bedroom before, like, some fighting ensued.
Yeah.
And she's I don't know. I need her to smarten up. She's a lawyer.
But when it comes to matters of the heart, I don't think anybody's very smart.
I guess she's
when
like,
you're really into it.
She's a little worried and all that stuff, but
you know.
I don't know.
It's a lot of mixed emotion going on there. But I am loving Tommy right now.
Yes.
I mean, this little edge he's got going on, I really like it.
I know.
Evil, stern face he's walking around.
I didn't see enough Tommy in this episode.
No, I didn't. But he's just, you know, he's getting pretty hardcore.
About to turn cold-hearted right now.
I think so.
I do like those stern faces. When Malcolm calls him when he's walking away and Oliver makes that like face like, oh my God, I want to turn around and deck you.
But yes.
Oh, wait. That did not sound like that.
I said some good words.
I know. I heard it too.
She said deck, everybody. Deck with a D.
She's a witness.
With a D-E.
Well, in other words, so
D-E.
Well, there was that little comment. That was
so
probably funny.
My favorite.
Go ahead and say it then.
Oh my God, that was my favorite scene in the entire movie. I mean,
movie
show.
It is like a movie.
First of all, I thought, you know, because everybody knows, I am Team Felicity.
I'm there with you.
I thought she was beautiful tonight.
She was absolutely
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And I love the fact that she likes that Oliver was inside of her tonight.
I know.
But I love how horrified she was after she said it.
It's just funny because I'm like, that's something I would have done in high school. And then even her cover-up was bad, too.
Yeah.
Like, it feels so good to have you inside of me. I mean, inside of my ear. I mean, I'm just going to shut up now.
And then he's like, yeah, you should.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, stop talking.
I would have been like, yep.
Oh, so funny.
I really like this mission, Mission Walter, because Felicity really stepped up to the plate again in this episode. Mm-hmm. She's very uncomfortable about doing anything related to going out there, but she did it because, one, Oliver doesn't have Diggle, and two, because Walter is someone that she really wants to go save.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I loved that the whole portion of the mission where she goes into the casino, plays some blackjack, which is an awesome game. And then she goes in there, and then she gets caught.
Right.
And then...
Okay, but counting cards, but did she... Because she was using her math to do so well.
It was a little cheesy.
Yeah,
but
I didn't think...
I think
she was trying to get caught on purpose, remember?
She was, but at the same time, because I don't know anything about gambling, why is it illegal to count cards? Maybe you're just smart like that.
It's not illegal.
It's cheating. Oh. They consider it cheating.
Have you watched the movie 21?
No. Yeah, it's...
Casino doesn't like that.
Yeah, because they lose money.
Uh-huh.
So if somebody's smart, do you know how many other people's money that you're taking?
I know.
Deal with it. It's
greed. It's greed.
I think it was just this episode's way of getting her into the manager's
room. Definitely.
And I thought it was hilarious when she was passing by, she was telling Oliver exactly where the manager's room was.
Yeah, smart girl.
Yes, it's down the, you know, down the hall from the bathroom.
Yeah, of course it would be. I also liked when he first started... Whatever, he was roughing her up and found the earpiece in her ear, and
he found it pretty easily.
Yeah,
though.
Well, I mean,
well, he had the thing.
You have to hear what the person is saying, so where else would you find it? But you know, the fact that he had said, what did he say to her? Oh, there's usually always a partner involved.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, you're not gonna like my partner.
Yeah, you'll be sorry when you meet my partner.
Yeah, there you go. That's what she said. I was like, yes, you will.
And then he like busts in and starts beating up
with
everybody
with his makeup, even though he was in sweatpants on the staircase.
He took on a whole entire slew army of people, because obviously he was raging, ticked off.
Yeah.
But my favorite part was when he took the guy's head and he was like, doo, 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 just like all the way down. I was like, once wasn't enough.
Oh, well, you know, wasn't that the scene where he's in Walter's area?
Or was it?
Bloodhaven.
Oh, sorry, Bloodhaven. I just remembered.
There was a lot of fighting in this episode. He was fighting a lot all by himself in this episode. He's letting out a lot of steam.
Yes.
But I don't know about you guys. Like, without Diggle, it didn't feel right to me, you know?
No, it definitely felt like something was missing. Mm-hmm. And I definitely like the team of the three of them.
Exactly.
It definitely feels better. And I was kind of afraid for Felicity and Oliver to be on their own because of what happened the last time when she had the bomb on her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And all of that when she went off on her own. So I'm glad that it didn't get too crazy for her this time.
Yeah, me too.
But
I still want Diggle to have an outfit.
He will get one.
How about that black tank top he was wearing in his apartment? Is that
nothing else? But, okay, so Oliver goes up to Dominic Alonso, who is the casino manager.
Right.
And then he's the guy that's kidnapped Walter.
Right.
And now trying to figure out, is he dead or alive? Where is he? And Dominic says he's dead.
Why? Hello?
So,
well, that's probably what he thinks.
Oh, okay.
They probably led him to believe that he was, and that was just the end of his deal.
Got it.
Probably for this particular reason.
Because he heard the sounds of the gunshots, and so he assumed dead. So while Oliver goes to his family, almost cries, but really doesn't, and tells Thea and Moira, yeah, well, I found out that Walter is gone.
He says it was through the FBI and plays it off that it was one of Diggle's old friends, and that's how they learned of the information. And Myra just like freaks out,
goes ballistic.
Yeah, she needs to go. She needs to get some air.
She needs air so bad. She needs Malcolm's air.
Oh yeah, yeah. She needs to go confront him and you know, like, what the hell? Well, where you said he wasn't going to be dead?
Yeah. And my question is, how did Oliver know to put an arrow in Malcolm's office?
I think he followed her.
I think
he followed her because even, remember when she left, even Speedy was like, why is she acting like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he had like this, he like kind of looked after her like very suspiciously.
Right.
I think he followed her.
And then he wanted to hear what they were talking about and didn't expect.
Can you imagine what Oliver was thinking when he is listening to this conversation, knowing that Moira knew all along that Walter was his whereabouts and the situation?
I mean, he had to be like disgusted of that.
I was going to say, that's like ultimate betrayal. Aside from like your lover betraying you, like your mom?
Yeah. That's terrible.
I've never...
But at the same time, too, I don't know if it clicked and dawned on him, because if she did that to Walter, when is he going to realize that she was also behind the boat?
And she basically did it to him.
Yeah, it's all going to come together, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's definitely going to come together. Yeah.
Did you guys happen to catch the fact that Frank was the betrayer
in
all this, too?
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, they were all betraying each other.
Yeah.
You know, back and forth, back and forth. Well, it's just, you know, all of them.
All starting with Malcolm's weird, let me take out the entire rebuild the city and make it better.
It was revenge. Yeah. I mean,
from what
revenge.
We saw from these flashbacks, it seemed like the only, like, sane, rational one was Robert.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
He was one that was just, I need to get, you know, we don't need to do this. It's not the right way to go.
Right.
And, but he was, you know, afraid that something like this was going to happen.
And it seemed like Moira was a little bit out of the loop at that time.
Yeah,
she was kind of on the fence about everything that was going on.
But Robert was obviously already in some shady stuff, because he had said, I'm not the man that you think
I
am.
Right. And he was just trying to make things right.
Right.
Because we find out that he accidentally, I guess it was an accident, but he gets into a tussle with this congressman that wants him to bribe him when he's trying to build something in the Glades, and he didn't want to do it. All of a sudden, the guy falls, he's dead, and now he feels like he's got to repent with this whole list thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's crazy.
A whole mess.
But I like the fact that we are finally starting to see the beginning of it and having that flashback and why Malcolm is the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
We already knew he was a little sick and twisted about his wife's death, but now to hear what had happened, that's the ultimate guilt. Your wife was calling you because she was being attacked and she was
dying.
This picture was so vivid.
Yeah,
vivid.
And then you were clicking her to your voicemail because you were too busy.
Note to men, pick up your phone.
Phone.
But it's totally true. You know, it's funny because it's something my ex had once said, you know, you always tell people you love them before you leave because you don't ever know what's going to happen.
And you always, if somebody calls you once and you can't answer, okay. If they call you immediately right back, pick up the phone.
Yes, something
is
wrong.
Pick up the phone. Something is wrong. It is not okay.
The more you know.
Yeah.
But Malcolm's speech, I wanted to get back to that because, you know, he revealed a lot about the undertaking. And it really reminded me of a conversation we all had episodes ago about how he might be linked to Ra's al Ghul. And that really, you know, his mission in undertaking the Glades is very similar to the way Ra's al Ghul teaches, you know, let's cleanse humanity, let's get rid of the bad and then start fresh. It's kind of in the same...
So was there a part of you that was like, yes.
I automatically thought that, you know, going back to knowing that Malcolm was trained by a man, you know, in the same area that Ra's al Ghul would be training. So I don't know if they're trying to make a link there or they're just trying to get the comic book fans excited, but I totally saw that when he was giving that speech to the group today.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense.
This was a really good episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a lot of revelations in this episode. I mean, I was people being honest left and right.
Really?
We're getting a lot of information.
I have never seen Oliver so sad.
Yeah, he was like sad through the whole episode. Yeah.
Especially when he finds out that his mother betrayed Walter. And he's sitting there without Diggle and then just Felicity. He's like, you gotta trace Malcolm's calls. And he was so distressed that once he got to that complex where Walter is, he fought like I've never seen him fight.
Yeah,
He felt like he was on the island.
Yeah,
like,
completely really angry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that's when he smashed that guy's head a couple times. I think he might have shot someone right through the heart.
Yeah,
which he doesn't really usually kill, right? So I mean,
and besides the island, that's the first time he's outside of Starling City in Bloodhaven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we do get to see Nightwing's little town there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which you mentioned.
And he parachutes in.
Yeah. That was kind of a little weird, but I guess it had to be done because there's so much security on the
Well,
ground
and
level.
He's Oliver Queen. He's got a helicopter, a plane, whatever he needs.
That's true. Yeah. He does have whatever he needs. What was it like for you guys to see Walter for the first time after this whole half season with all his hair?
But never mind.
Go ahead.
Honestly, but no kind of stubble on his head. Like, he can't
possibly
have
that. I know, right?
He was still very bald.
He might be bald.
Yeah, but most people have patches or something.
Maybe they're like, shave it.
Right. You know, at the same time, too, though, I gotta wonder, Walter seems like he would be such a smart man and such a big guy that he would have at least tried to finagle his way out a couple
with
of times.
So many people.
That's true. Mm.
Well, so I think they kept drugging him. That's how they got him in the first place. Yeah. He really just kept doing it.
He did
because
seem really chill.
He's such a big guy. I don't know. I was actually surprised that he was happy to see Myra.
Yeah, but he doesn't know.
But he was suspecting, though, because he found that book in her room. But, and there was all that's what got him there, really, in the first place, because he started being super curious about it all.
That's a good point. I mean,
I expected there to be a little bit of hesitation, and I was very surprised that there wasn't any.
I think you have a good point, because he's spent so much time alone, confined in this room. Of course he's going to think, Moira probably did this to me because I was closing in on her actions.
Well, you would think. Like, what is he thinking about? Unless he's, like, out of it the whole time. I don't know.
It could be a little bit of that, but also, too, I mean, you see his face when she walks in, but her reaction, it does seem like a genuine, oh my God, I never thought I was going to see you ever again in my life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she wraps her arms around his neck and she's squeezing him. Mm-hmm. You know, so for that moment, maybe he's not thinking rationally about, well,
That's
maybe he put me in there. Maybe it's just more of like a release.
I mean, maybe. I just,
a
I
release
don't know.
Of relief.
I just think that,
like,
you
I'm
know,
home.
You're
I'm okay.
Six,
I'm alive.
6 months he's, like, locked in this room. And, you know, all the stuff that he had found out right before that, I would think would be replaying in his head over and over and over. So, I don't know. I was just, you know.
I did not like Moira's reaction to Felicity. When Felicity walked in, she's with her flowers. Yeah, right? Oh, family moment. Sorry. And then Moira's like, who's she?
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah!
They never met before, not even in passing?
I guess not, but at the same time, too, that's not the way you greet somebody. I get you're having a family moment, but she came in sweetly. She didn't come in like, hey, I'm here.
I know. Yeah. I thought Moira was happy. How dare she have this, like, bitter moment?
Yeah, but I like that Walter was like, I know her. She is my friend.
Yeah.
And so did Oliver. He was the first one that said something about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a little worried because now that Walter's back and alive and Malcolm knows that Moira knew that they were closing in, kind of. What's going to happen to Walter now? Like, what do you think could happen? Do you think Malcolm's going to jack him again?
I don't know.
Well,
at the same time... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
At the same time, too, though, now that Oliver knows that Malcolm is... Not Malcolm, excuse me. That Walter is a potential target, he's probably going to keep extra eyes on him to make sure it doesn't happen again. You know?
Yeah.
So, and then I was going to ask you ladies what you guys thought about that scene where he ran into Malcolm. First of all, how dare you show up at the hospital? Right?
No, that is some extra evil.
Yeah.
That is a different kind of evil to do something.
Exactly
do
what Moira did showing up at by Malcolm's side when he was in the hospital.
Very true.
Very shady people.
Yeah. But his questions, did he see anything? Did he know anything?
And you're asking the person that knows who you are and that you arranged everything, and you could see his blood boiling. Like, no, he didn't recognize him. But really, he just wanted to pop him in the face.
I know.
Don't you think that Oliver should have felt maybe a little more inclined to keep Walter away from his own mother, considering Moira betrayed him, too?
Yeah, but he can't, because he can't show that he knows anything, because he's not the one that...
I know, just...
It's that such, secret identity.
He's like, I just saved you. I'm going to put you back in the dragon's lair. That's what I'm going
to
do.
But he has to figure out what else is going on.
But then how do you live under the same roof as your mother, knowing all that about her?
Yeah, well, that's what the club is for, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I guess, and that's what we're going to find out. Like, yeah. In the last, you know, we have, what, 2 episodes left before this
season? Yeah, 2 episodes left.
And I, for myself, I still don't know the motivation of behind a lot of the things she, you know, she's done. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've revealed everything yet. I mean, that little instance of her conspiring with Malcolm to kidnap Walter, okay, we get that now. Oliver knows that, but... Do we know what was behind Robert? We don't know a lot.
It's all really confusing.
Yeah, I want to know how she got recruited, because it seemed like from the flashbacks we saw, she was not involved at all. She was like answering the door and doing refreshments.
Exactly.
She wasn't part of it. And so how did she get into it?
I would say when she found out that Robert wasn't the man she thought he was, she was kind of telling them to get out. Just please get out. Don't do it. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. And we haven't talked about actually what it is that he's trying to do as far as, and I don't know if we know what this machine is.
The Markov device.
Let's talk about these flashbacks that we revealed a lot about what's going on, how Malcolm wanted to annihilate the Glades and to start anew. Well, and then Robert, did he really want to stop it? Like, what was happening? And then there's Frank, who betrayed one after the other. And,
right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, here's the thing. Malcolm had mentioned something about the fact that it can't be traceable if it is a natural disaster. Mm-hmm. So he's obviously not blowing something up. I don't know if he's going to create an earthquake, but what is that machine you just said?
The Markov device, which is a comic book reference to the Brian Markov is Geo-Force in the DC comic world. And Geo-Force is one of those, you know, superheroes that kind of takes from the environment, you know, like he takes gravity and he makes things heavier. He takes things from Earth and makes things natural. So a lot of his abilities are natural abilities. And I think what they're trying to do is allude to the fact that this device will appear to be a natural disaster that's happening
like an
in
earthquake.
The Glades. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly what it is, I don't know.
Yeah, he wants to level it out, start fresh, and he's not trying to evacuate. He's just trying to get rid of everyone. So the best way to do that, whether it be like a tornado, an earthquake, I mean, what else could it possibly be in that area?
And because Robert was against this, he just wanted to get rid of Robert as well.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't want anybody to stand in his way.
Mm-hmm. And it's a shame that what happened with Frank, because, you know, you think Frank is maybe Robert's confidant, considering the present and what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, he's actually Malcolm's confidant.
Yeah.
So that was a little
twist. Even that, because he was also a part of when Moira was trying to assassinate
Malcolm. I
think
he just looks out for number one.
Maybe it's the hierarchy.
He just looks out for himself. He's going to be on whoever team he needs to be on to stay alive, I think. And it didn't really work out that well for him.
It was really nice to see Robert in those flashbacks, though.
Yeah.
To see more action with him.
Well, because I think the only other time we saw him when he was dying on the island.
On the lifeboat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dear.
Yeah.
So what did you guys think of the flashbacks? Well, what did you take out of it that was probably your favorite moment?
I enjoyed them. I thought we learned a lot.
You
said, I like seeing all the characters that are now dead alive and how they interacted and their relationships. And I do want to point out, we didn't see any island this time.
That was the flashback.
Before the island, which was cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of cool to see Moira in that light, too. Mm-hmm. To see her more naive, I guess.
I'll say innocent.
Yeah. Innocent, yeah. Because I started kind of...
Her hair was even lighter.
She looked cute.
Longer, you know, she was more of like a housewife.
Yeah.
And then you see Oliver in the flashback. You see old school Oliver.
Oh, I loved it.
With the wig.
Yeah.
But didn't he not look a little extra fluffy to you guys?
That's why I asked. I'm like, wait a minute.
But I'm like, how do they do that? Because obviously you got to go back, unless he shot them way a long time ago.
He probably shot them before.
Maybe some thin pillows. I don't know.
So funny.
So he goes...
But no, he did.
He goes into his room and Laurel's there and you're seeing their relationship for the first time as lovers. He brings in pizza. They're listening to Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. And I think it is
timely.
Was it 5 years ago?
I think so. It's pretty old.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Whatever happened to her. Anyway, she was good. and she seems really into him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's super in love.
Completely into him. Like, and
wanting to move in.
Wants to move in.
I like the way she was like, so, have you heard about whatever it was, like her other friends? Yeah, they're moving in together. They've been dating for less time than we have.
Yeah.
Nice segue. Okay.
Yeah. She was a lot more giddy than we see her nowadays.
Well, because he burned her. He, in a sense, is the one who made her have that hard edge.
Yeah, totally.
How does it feel to be responsible for that?
For making somebody horrible?
I thought it was weird that of all the gifts that she can give him, she gave him a picture of herself.
The weird. Yeah.
At least a picture of like the two of us. Yeah, right?
I know. Right?
Not just me.
I'm like, this girl had time to get a headshot and give it to her man.
He was going to be gone for a month or weeks.
Then
or
give him a naughty picture.
Yeah. If you have time to do this.
We can't show that on the CW.
I mean.
So, talking about Laurel and Oliver, clearly their love is starting to bud. And Tommy is telling Laurel, hey, I don't want to get with you because Oliver still loves you.
Right. But what a shocker.
Yeah.
Like I said, when he told her, he didn't sugarcoat it. He just went straight to the point.
But he was so ice cold.
I know. He's just so over it all. Like,
I don't...
This finding out about Oliver being... You know, the arrow is really messed with him.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of brought his natural competitiveness and jealousy, like, way to the forefront. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. even when they had that kid in the last episode, he couldn't protect them. Like, yeah. There's nothing he could do. He's laying on the floor. He couldn't, like, Laurel got up and got the gun.
Right.
Yeah. Like, he was definitely not the man in that scenario.
Yeah.
The protector in the sense of that.
Right.
And then Oliver comes in, saves the day, and it just eats him.
Yeah.
And I think that is one of the big reasons why he's being that way.
Well,
he can't live up to it.
I think he genuinely cares for Laurel, and he realizes
Absolutely.
That Oliver is a better man, quote unquote. It took a lot for him in the last episode to tell Laurel, yeah, we should go to the Queen House.
Well, I don't necessarily think it's like a better man. He's just better skilled at this
right.
point.
Well, I think he feels like
the protector.
Oliver's better for Laurel.
Well, I think that he thinks that she, if she found out that he was the, I mean, think about it. Girls are in love with like, come and save me. So if she finds out, not only can the person that saves her is, you know, the arrow, which is hot in itself, but it's also her ex-boyfriend who she's secretly still in love with.
Right.
Like, come on. Tommy doesn't stand a chance. And he knows.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing is that's why it kind of blew my mind at first when she did go to Oliver at the very end of the show and was like, tell Tommy, because he's like, what do you want me to do? Just tell Tommy that we're not in love with each other and that I want to be with you or not.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what I mean?
But you don't, that we're done and you
yeah.
don't, you know, you're not in love with
but
me.
But she
yeah.
sounded so convinced, like she was convincing herself at the yeah. same time as convincing
Well, I think
him.
She honestly thinks that that's the case. She thought that they were done. They were over. They're finished. And whatever that kiss was before, whatever, it was just, you know, happy to see you, glad you're okay, that kind of thing. You basically came back from the dead.
Right.
You know, but she slept with my sister, all, you know, all of this, where I'm with someone else. And I think she really honestly had moved on from that.
Mm-hmm.
And that she'll always care about him, but I don't think she was
I think so too.
At that yeah. point, like in love with him, I think she was truly starting to really be in love with Tommy. And
at the wrong time, because
yeah.
she was with him for a minute and he was so into her, and she was kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then right when he finds out who the arrow, Green Arrow is, that's when she started caring.
Right.
Actually, in the comics, they were together longer than what I guess it feels like on screen,
because
there is an issue where their relationship dates back like 2-3 years ago or however long it's been since Oliver
been
was
back?
On the island.
Oh.
Yeah,
so that but their relationship butted like maybe a year after Oliver. They thought Oliver was gone, and they kind of became the crutch for each other because, you know, he thought his best friend was dead. She thought her sister and her ex-boyfriend or boyfriend
yeah,
were
she
dead.
Had a lot of
so
uh-huh.
they kind of became the saving grace for each other or something like that. So it's hard to, I guess, because on screen it seems like it's a very short relationship.
Right.
But there's a lot more behind it than what we see.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was kind of a short relationship though on screen, because when the season first started, they were just sleeping together.
Right.
It wasn't anything serious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which Laurel doesn't seem like the type.
The sleep with you kind?
Yeah.
Maybe she's just trying to distract
she's
herself.
She's so dramatic.
She's still brokenhearted.
I can't imagine her sleeping with someone and being like, all right, that was cool, because she's so dramatic.
Well, I think she just hides behind her work and it's kind of, you know, I'm busy. I gotta work. I don't have time for this. Not really like, okay, I'm good. I'm good. I'm done. Like, see you later. But more like, I have something else to do.
Well, I was going to say, maybe she did bury herself in her work after Oliver had died.
Yeah.
And just the trauma of everything she found out along with the two deaths, that's probably why she only had time to sleep with somebody, because I don't want to get emotionally involved with anybody
else. Absolutely.
I'm so hurt. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't trust men ever again. Yeah. But you know what? I have needs. So
and at the time, Tommy was that playboy. You know, Tommy didn't have emotional connections to anyone. He's the one that slept around. Because he was the king of the kingdom
when Oliver was gone. So he was the number one guy. He was the hottest and the wealthiest, and he got to live in that instead of always being in Oliver's shadow.
Right.
And now Oliver's back, and he got put back into second place. And then he finds out that he's not only back in all of this already, and he's opening this club and doing all these things after he gets cut off, doesn't have any money, has to go ask his friend for a job, and now he's the Green Arrow too? Shit.
He's strong, though. I honestly, Tommy convinces me that he's totally done with Laurel. I guess he is, but
But when do you think he's going to start training under his dad?
Oh, I think sooner rather than later. He just seems so angry.
Yeah, I don't even know.
But did we determine if he actually saw the Dark Hood?
Yeah, he didn't.
He
did not.
Okay. Yeah, he did not.
I wanted to say that I'm really happy that Diggle was away from the team for only one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so good to have him back.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is very important, and I hope that Oliver treats him right in the next two episodes to come.
I think so. I think he's going to have to really take a good look at himself and who he's trusting, and kind of be more open to listening to other people's opinions, because when he just goes, you know, with what he thinks, he's not really winning right now.
Well, yeah, he definitely needs Diggle, that voice of reason.
Mm-hmm. And
especially
Felicity.
Right now, he's so broken and so shattered by the fact that he can't even trust his own mother.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you have any guys and have anything else in this episode?
No, I'm just excited to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah, two episodes left.
Oh, wanted to point out, okay, so we talked Geoforce, Snapdragon. I know that was like a password or something.
Yeah.
That's also DC character.
Mm-hmm.
And Sagittarius also, I think they were alluding to the fact that the actual Sagittarius zodiac symbol is an archer. So there are a few Easter eggs in there for you guys that were paying attention.
Very smart girl.
Very nice.
So let's move on to news and gossip.
What?
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, tonight, Alacona, our news and gossip girl, was a little busy, so I'm going to make an attempt. There was a picture of Stephen Amell and John Barrowman face off. Stephen Amell,
50 Shades of Grey.
His hands are over his head in chains, and the Dark Archer is staring at him. Both of their faces are revealed.
Isn't he in a suit?
They're both like just hanging out. They both know.
Yeah, but Malcolm's in a suit.
Yeah,
he's not in his suit.
He's not in his suit now.
So Stephen Amell says, "I start the season finale chained up and left for dead." That's how he starts the season finale. "I'm chained up to the ceiling. I'm chained up by Mr. Barrowman. Now in the photos, he is not wearing a mask, and neither am I. Everything is out in the open between us."
Ooh.
So something big is going to happen in the next episode, which is going to lead to the season finale. He also says, "The neat thing about the finale is that so much of this season has just been people with facades. The one that Oliver puts up for his family, the one that Moira puts up for her family, the one that Malcolm puts up for Tommy. All of those towards the last two episodes just melt away because danger is so perilously close. We get to see characters interacting in a way that they haven't all season."
Nice.
So it's gonna be crazy.
Gonna get good.
Yep. And of course, there's still talks about Stephen Amell. I guess he's continuing in the race for 50 Shades of Grey. And he says, "I'm flattered if any movie role and my name are mentioned in the same sentence because there haven't been a ton of them. I'm still an actor that wants to work all the time."
Aww,
doesn't that just make him so fabulous?
Don't worry, it's coming. It's coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has a fundraiser that... Anne, are you going to that fundraiser?
Oh, yeah, Fluff Cancer one?
Yeah, we talked about it last week, but just reiterating that he has a event coming up. So if you guys are in the LA area and you want to help FUCK Cancer...
And your shirt is your ticket, so make sure you get your shirt. Uh-huh.
And there's one more piece that I thought was interesting. Perhaps you can shed some light for us, Anne.
I'll try.
The Suicide Squad is definitely something we discussed with DC Comics coming to Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's no definite plans right now to introduce Amanda Waller, but certainly we carefully chose Argus and did not make Lila Michaels work for the FBI or CIA. So apparently, Argus might be coming down to the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've already integrated Argus. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like their version of Marvel's Shield.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, Diggle's friend.
From the last episode,
yeah, exactly.
When they were doing the sting.
Mm-hmm. Works so, for Argus.
I guess they're going to have more and more of that.
Cool.
So that's going to be cool.
Very cool.
And that's all I've got.
Yay!
Yay! And predictions.
Good job. High five.
High five.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, we're all so I think that you're probably going to have to start with this.
The finale is called Sacrifice, I believe. I read.
I think Malcolm's going to die.
I don't think so.
I'm trying to figure out who's going to die.
See, I think Malcolm's going to die too, and Tommy's going to take over.
Yep.
Yeah?
That's what I think.
I think that's sense. What's going to push Tommy to the edge. He's like, you already took my life. You took my girl.
Now you took my dad.
So that's going to happen. I think that considering the predictions, next episode is going to be the Arrow, Dark Arrow face off.
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
Oh, you know, and I had heard that whatever they had planned for Thea, they had some sort of, like, epiphany moment for her that was supposed to happen, I think, in this episode, was scrapped.
Oh.
So I wonder where they were going to go with that.
I guess they got too busy. Maybe Roy Harper will turn up next episode.
You know, and I think that he will, just because of the fact that we've seen a few scenes have already been shot as far as him going after and really running into the Green Arrow, so I think that's going to happen soon. Now, whether or not Felicity's going to realize it's Oliver, not Felicity, excuse me, Thea is going to realize it's Oliver or not, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool if she did.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And then, but then also, too, the previews for the next episode, and I don't know who Laurel was saying it to, but she was saying something along the lines of, she was saying it to him.
Yeah.
I finally see who you are now. But I don't know if that's in relation to his personality because he did something that was sacrificial on her behalf or somebody else's behalf, or if he really showed her who he is. Is as the Arrow.
Well, remember, he said he'll never show her that.
Oh.
Like, he said that the last episode. He told Tommy, you don't have anything to worry about. She's never going to learn my secret.
Well, but if it's an accident, it doesn't mean it can't happen accidentally.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, there's just 2 hours left, and I hopefully will see more of the island. I don't even know if they have time for more of the island. I don't know if they have time to develop the Laurel Oliver romance. I don't know what's going
on. Don't we have to get back into a shadow romance?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Don't we have to get back into that? And when like Yalfay came in, and your time at the island.
Yeah.
We have to get back into that.
Please do. All right, where can we follow you, Anne?
You can follow me on Twitter at Anne Campia.
And you can follow me at Kiss My Passport.
And you can follow me at Kelly with an IE 079.
And you can follow me at KAORIOUS Kaoris. And you can follow all of us at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you with two more episodes left next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.